All right, then. Thank you. Thanks for the holler. All right, so I think I did.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
You did not.
You fine? Thanks. Okay, thanks. Okay. So my name is Karen. I work for OSADL. I'm going to take a step back, actually, from everything we've been discussing here today about what capabilities SBOMs have and what they need, what more capabilities they have to have as well, and how about tools to create them, and go back to, well, I think what they were originally for, what we thought we originally should use them for with license compliance. And there we have a lot of stuff where we're still redoing the same work again and again and again, because creating SBOMs doesn't work automatically, at least for most of the software that we're dealing with in embedded Linux systems. So there's still a lot of manual work required, and that's where sharing and reusing work makes sense, and this is where the Ocelot project comes in. So I think this is fairly obvious. I don't need to go into this a lot, why reusing makes sense. We don't want it to redo work that has been done before, that is being done again and again and again. I mean, we'll still get these questions every day, that why do I have to extract copyrights from Linux kernel source code? Someone must have done that already. Why can't we reuse that? And so why not? Why not do that? And why hasn't it been done before? Exactly what can we do? So, you know, more or less compliance toolchain could look like this. We can't share work everywhere, but we can share work where most manual effort is required, with scanning and with curating data. Because as good as the scanners are that are out there, we've heard about ScanCode, we've heard a lot of tools, ORT for Solidgy. So all of those scanners are these tools that use the scanner materials. They're really good, but there's still quite a lot of mistakes. So to actually do license compliance properly, we still need to do manual curation of the data. And this is where the Ocelot project comes in. You can find more information on the Ocelot website. The data itself is available on the open source compliance repository and the package analysis repository there. There you actually find stuff that you can already use today, license copyright analysis results for various packages, mainly from embedded Linux systems. We have about 320 when I last checked. So different versions, of course, so 200 unique packages, more than 1.5 million files that have been manually curated. For each package, we have some metadata, so where the package comes from, a package URL to find where the package comes from, download location, and so on. Then there's the SBOMs in there, so the SPDX SBOMs is what we're focusing on for license compliance. In different formats as well, with the license conclusions in there, with the copyright notices. And I think that is probably some of the most valuable part of this, with comments on why a particular decision was made. Because sometimes it's not clear. You can find information in a file. I don't know. You know how licensing information is noted in some files. It doesn't really follow any standards, especially in older software that's still being used. And then you have to make a decision, you have to do some kind of interpretation, and this is explained as well as part of the SPDX files that are available there. Also, the SPDX files themselves are explained, because what we find, even though there is a nice standard, there is a specification, people still understand it differently.